One of these days, Dr. Bracci, I just want to hear you go, you know what, Tony, I'm frustrated and I'm tired of this weather and it stinks.
Well, listen, there's going to be some blue sky and some sun out there, so we just apparently have to wait longer than usual for it.
Hey, let's talk about something that's pretty interesting. You know, you had emailed me a topic. It's a little bit touchy for folks, but let's dive into it anyway. Signs of infidelity. Yeah. What are some of the signs? And I see the girls over in the studio are perking up thinking about this because I get a sense that this is something everyone wonders about.
Well, it's so common, Tony, and I'm not approving. I'm simply making an observation. I think first thing is when you live with someone for a period of time, you already get used to them. You get used to patterns, how they are. When you start seeing changing patterns, you see some distance in the home, you start seeing a sudden increase of persons away from home. You can't get a hold of the person at certain times. You might see some receipts from places that just don't make too much sense. You just get a feeling. You may smell perfume. You may see mileage on a car that is more than you might expect. And just a lack of sexuality in the home. Criticism all the time. That type of thing you have to watch out for, losing weight, kind of putting on colognes, trying to look like a George Clooney if you're a guy or a Marilyn Monroe if you're a girl. And I know it sounds funny, but there are these patterns, these things that you see, and if you see that, that's not a good sign. Now, obviously, there's some that hide it, can completely, kind of separate their affair, whatever you want to call it, from the home, but as a whole, you do see these patterns. A lot of times, people miss them, but I'm talking to people all the time that this is happening. People are trying to keep marriages together, they're ending marriages, or people are in relationships in the middle. So that's a long answer, but it's the changing patterns that are noticeable to the other part.
How does a spouse address these concerns?
Well, I believe if you have a relationship with a person, and hopefully a good one, you really talk about these things. Now, if the relationship is really bad, and somebody is really feeling a distance, they've been feeling there's not attention, there's not love, there's not good feelings in the home, then you may not have a successful discussion. But I do believe if you really feel there is an affair, that the person you're with is running around or doing inappropriate things, I think you have to be able to talk about it, and you have to say, hey, this is how I feel, and talk about it. And if a person blows up, becomes bombastic, call it whatever you will, then that gives you a lot of signs it could be true. Now, in fairness, if you're wrong, I mean, you can see why the other person, could be upset, but to say nothing is not a good idea, because that's more of a license, and it can lead to the person getting further and further away. So you're best to confront it, and then once it's out in the open, you have to decide what you're going to do. You may be bringing in a minister, maybe bringing in a counselor, may just do a lot of gut-wrenching crying and talking together and try to really sort things out and see if there is any guilt, any bad feelings, or just where the other person fits. But percentages are exceptionally high on how much philandering, if you will, goes on in relationships. So you have to keep that love and keep that communication in that marriage if you want it to last.
Is there a percentage of relationships where there is some infidelity?
Well, it's hard to get exact figures on this, but, there are people who believe it's as high as 60, 70%. I mean, over a long period of time, not like right away, but it's really hard to believe they're mind-boggling when you see from the casual sexual encounter to the more intimate relationships. And men and women tend to, if we can generalize, tend to have affairs for different reasons, and they tend to be different.
What's the percentage of these relationships that stay together?
Well, I would say probably half, maybe. Again, it's hard to get figures because everybody just is now talking about this stuff. I think it depends on how emotionally involved the person was with the partner they're with and also how unhappy the person was in the home. I kind of look upon marriage as there are three stages. There's the first, the most perfect person in the world I found. Then there's a little bit of the, ooh, this isn't quite who I thought he or she was. And then you get into the nitty-gritty of being together, developing a relationship with another human being. And if things develop in a good way there, then the marriage very often is for a lifetime. But if there are problems and that people just kind of lose feelings, that's when people are open to be having a relationship that can be really damaging and long-term. If it's simply, you know, a fling, and I don't want to minimize that, often the marriage can survive a fling a one time. But once there's an emotional involvement and someone really is becoming very deeply involved with another person, it's hard to keep the marriage together, certainly from the perspective of the wounded person who really has a problem with that. Women in particular, if they're involved deeply in a relationship, Tony, they often, the marriage is often more over than not.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, my friend.